Welcome back to the Paranormal Dude. As always, I'm your host, Caleb Persinger. And so let's just jump right into it. So if you're new to the channel, if you're new to the podcast, and you're watching, you can see we're in a brand new set. So very good. Thanks to the viewers, thanks to the allotted views, the great allotted views, the big views, we are able to now have this beautiful studio. So it's very good. It's very nice. And again, I just wanted to say thank you to the viewers. And this studio is for you guys. This is from you guys. This is for you guys. I mean, it's really great. Got all kinds of stuff over here. So I'm going to jump into the podcast, and then we'll come back at the end. I'll give you a little bit of a tour of the studio here. All right, guys. Well, let's just jump right into it here. So today's topic, we got, I mean, it's very interesting. Canadian folklore. Canadian cryptids, folklore, whatever you want to call it. Now, these are like the Bigfoot and Willy Conks of the North, the Great White North. So I'm looking at my notes here. I did want to start off with, of course, the most famous of them all, the Wendigo. Now, I covered Wendigos on this podcast before, previous episode. If you don't know, go check that out. But Wendigos essentially are Native American folklore from the Native American tribes up in Canada. There's a lot of Native American tribes in Canada as well, which a lot of people didn't realize that. If you think of Native American, you think, oh, it's just America. No, there's a lot in Canada, too, because it's all North America. Now, see, a Wendigo. So what happens with a Wendigo, it's similar to Skinwalker, sort of. It has the same sort of traits as a Skinwalker. They have some sort of extraterrestrial connection. Let's put it that way. And these Wendigos, what they would do is they would all be men. They would all be men before. No woman, but all of them would be men. And what happens is sometime in that man's life, he did something so horrible and so heinous, most of the time it was eating human flesh. And since he did that, he became this monster, this creature. He's put a curse on him. He became this monster and creature, which is called the Wendigo. And they would have the craving for human flesh after they've been turned into this creature because of their previous and horrible sins they have committed, I suppose you could say. The rules they broke in the Native American tribes. And so these Wendigos are giant, like 9 foot tall creatures, no skin, real gray and wrinkly. And they would essentially just haunt and terrorize the woods, Native tribes, the Native settlers. They would just haunt and terrorize them, essentially. And that is essentially what the story of the Wendigo is. And they've been found all around the Maine and the northern states of the United States. And up towards Canada, I'm thinking Toronto. I'm thinking about around Toronto. And they have been there for years and years, hundreds of years. And it's just this crazy sort of folklore that Canadians kind of share with the United States, I suppose you could say. They do share that common folklore of the Wendigo. And, you know, depending on where you go in the United States, we could find a Wendigo down Florida, you know, down in Florida, towards Florida. They have a couple down there. I mean, they all call them different things, skinwalkers, wendigos. They're all related similarly in one way or the other. It definitely is an interesting concept to cover, because if you think about how it's this widespread, this wide variety of land, and people are seeing the same thing, I mean, there's got to be something to it. That's where it comes, like, in Bigfoot, like, there's got to be something to it. If there's this many sightings for this many years, and they're in these tribal legends, there has to be some sort of realism to these folklore, you know? I mean, you always gotta, in folklore, you always gotta pick out. There's a quote from Mountain Monsters that I like to use, which Mountain Monsters is a great show. You should go watch it. It's on Travel Channel. I have a poster of them up there, actually. That's them. But there is a quote by Huckleberry. And he's a monster hunter. He's a Bigfoot hunter. And he said you always gotta, I'm paraphrasing, but essentially he said you always gotta seek out the what's folklore and what's truth in the folklore, because there's always a little bit of truth in that folklore, but there's always a little bit of folklore too, where someone's just made it up with their mind. They sort of let their mind run rampant, and so it's definitely a bit of a crazy thing here. Our next topic that I want to get into here is the giant beaver's Manitobu. I'm trying to pronounce it. It's a Canadian word. There's a town, village, whatever you want to call it, in Canada. I believe it's in Quebec. It's called Manitobu. And Manitobu in Canada. And there have been reports of giant beaver. We're talking bigger than man. We're talking about bigger than me, probably like a 6-7 foot beaver. And this is a case of where you got to think, is this a cryptid? Is this like something paranormal, like a supernatural cryptid thing? Or is this just a case of like some wacky evolution? Like, is this some sort of evolutionary wackiness that's going on here? You know, you may never know. We may never know. No one may never know. I personally do think that it's just some case of evolutionary proportions. You know, there's cryptids, and then there's evolutionary proportions. So, like, there's these giant beavers running around, but I'm guessing that maybe that part of Canada, that Manitobu part of Canada, perhaps there was some sort of, there's something that happened hundreds of years ago where these beavers had to grow big and tall. And it's a possibility that they are real. They're 100% real. There's a possibility of that. And that they're just giant beavers roaming the woods. Because you got to think of the giant Hippocriticus, I believe I'm pronouncing that right. That was a giant orangutan-like creature. It was like basically a giant version of an orangutan. And that's a lot of people say that maybe that's what Bigfoot, what they saw back in the day. Perhaps it's still around. But it wasn't like it was a mystical creature. It was an actual animal. It was a well-documented actual animal. I mean, there's fossils of it. There's bones and stuff. It was a documented animal. They were just very, very big, scaled-up sized apes. And so it makes you wonder, I mean, it's definitely possible. There's no reason to say that. It's not possible that just like there was a giant big ape, that there couldn't be a giant big beaver. I mean, there's no reason to say that there couldn't be. You know, perhaps there was maybe even a chemical spill around that area. The Canadian government, sorry to all my Canadian viewers, is most likely pretty much just like the American government. I mean, government's government. They do some shady stuff sometimes. So perhaps there was some sort of like experimental things going on in sort of like a lab near there. Something happened, a chemical spill got out in the river, flowed downriver, and then you had these giant mutated beavers, you know? That's a very big possibility. Also, that's definitely a big possibility if you think about it. I mean, because when you think about it, it's definitely not that crazy to assume that if we have big apes, that we have big beavers. It's not that crazy of an idea to assume it. You know, the Canadian public, you know, they choose to believe what they choose to believe. You know, could just be folklore, but perhaps it's, you know, a cover-up. It could be a governmental cover-up. And perhaps that is a Canadian thing. Maybe they're so good at covering up their messes that we think that, oh, there's no messes in Canada. Because overall, Canada is most of the time a very gentle, very calm country. Not to say that they don't have their own fair share of crime. They do, of course. You know, Canada in the early 2000s was no place to be, you know. But it's a possibility that their government has covered some stuff up. As they're very good at their job, perhaps. Better than ours, perhaps. I'm just saying. And so anyways, guys, that was the podcast for today. I'm going to start doing shorter episodes, like 15-minute episodes. But I'm going to start doing more episodes a week. 2, maybe 3 episodes a week. Give them these little bit of a shorter format. But a little bit easier to chunk and listen to while you're listening to it. It's a little bit easier if you have it in these smaller chunks. It's perhaps a little bit of an easier way of consuming my content. You know what I mean? And so, yeah. So if you're not already, please do share this video. If you're using the video podcast, if you're just listening to it, please also share the link. We're getting very, very close to a lot of followers. We're getting very, very close to a lot of views. Once we get to 1,000 views, we definitely will have passed a milestone. That will be a very, very good milestone that we have passed. So, yeah. You guys stay safe out there, and if you see anything weird, just let me know. Shoot me an email. Email's in the description. All right, guys. See ya.